You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. In conjunction with the first part of the Triple Dipper on election 2024, I'm going to bring somebody on who I've had the pleasure of knowing for several years, Terry Lathan. She and her husband hail from the Mobile area. She has been a two-term chairperson for the Alabama Republican Party, and she has been very active in the state party for a number of years. And she is now, by the way, the Alabama campaign chair for Ron DeSantis. And I thought, you know what? She's the only one I know out there who is actually a chairperson at the state level for one of the major campaigns. And I thought, let's just see what she's got to say. So without further ado, Terry Lathan, how are you doing?
I am fine. Let me make one small correction, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm a three-term Alabama Republican Party chair. And the only reason I correct that is because that's 2 whole years I want credit for having to be in one of the reddest states with having to balance a whole bunch of stuff. So it was an honor.
That is the most overworked and underpaid job, and I'm sorry I did not credit you for several of your years.
No worries. Actually, I'm a 45-year volunteer in the party.
Yep.
Still am. I'm volunteering now. Make no money off of this. And I'm wearing a different hat now. When I was state party chair or county party chair or all those things, I had to be neutral
right.
in our primary.
Right.
And so here we go, running into 2024. We close qualifying already. I know people are looking forward to the holidays and that Iron Bowl coming up. But here in March, we're going to be going to the polls already to pick our presidential primary nominee and the nominees of our party, Phil.
Well, so let me ask you.
It's going to move fast.
It's going to get here before we know it. I mean, like it's going to be here tomorrow. But so let me ask
tomorrow.
You, Terry. So you've had a chance to see all the candidates. I mean, none of these people are surprises to you because your position in state politics gave you national perspective at times. And in the middle of all of that, you chose Ron DeSantis. So no harm, no foul, but tell me why.
Yeah, sure. First of all, I've met most of the presidential candidates and have over the years and have had the opportunity to speak with them. I'm a huge Tim Scott fan. I love Tim Scott. I always have. I honor his service so much. I was the state chair when Donald Trump was president. I worked with the president. I worked with his team as state party chair, and they did some really great things with policy. But that was then, and this is now, and we have some phenomenal candidates. And when I look around the room and I watch these debates, I'm looking for statesmen, and Ron DeSantis fits that. He's been the CEO of Florida, and, Florida's telling us something here. Make America Florida again. It's no accident that he broke all records, and he flipped Miami-Dade, and he flipped Democratic counties just last year in the general election. And so I was looking for a statesman that is deep in conservative Republican policies that our country is thirsting for. And then on top of that, he's a veteran. And by the way, Phil Williams, thank you for your service and
thank
for all the
much.
Veterans listening to your show. Thank you. You are not forgotten. We've not forgotten you all. We don't say it enough. So I want to say it again and again.
Thank you.
But I'm looking at Ron DeSantis like running toward, let me sign up. Let me go into the Navy. Let me be a part of Iraq. Let me come back and serve my country as a prosecutor to put child predators away. How can I serve in Congress? What can I do? How can I serve our country running for president and governor? I just think he is the absolute poster guy for conservative values that's got that statesman-like balance that our country needs. And I will go so far as to say we deserve a statesman. And we have choices this time. that can do some great things for America if they're in the Oval Office. And I just think Ron DeSantis checks all the boxes.
Okay. Well, I hear you. And that's good stuff. Let me ask you this. The campaign has, some would say the campaign has plateaued, that it is, it's not gaining, it's not losing. It's just like kind of holding ground right now. Others say he's running to be a vice president. Your thoughts on that and why yeah. with Trump polling so high, tell me why mm-hmm. one of the major campaigns is not reflecting on whether it's time to drop out. Tell me what your thoughts are on that.
When you say one of the major campaigns drop out, who are you referring to?
Oh, I'm referring to anybody not Trump. Basically, what I'm saying is like Tim Scott did drop out, but he was not polling well. Chris Christie needs to have dropped out a long time ago, I think. Doug Burgum needs to drop out. But then what we're looking at here is, I would say that Ramaswamy is probably gone for too much longer, but Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, those are the two, I would say, second-tier front runners.
Credible.
But
yeah.
do they stay
I'd say
in?
Credible.
Do they keep on going, keep on going? What are your thoughts?
Listen, I think when you sign up to run for president of the United States of America, and you are willing to walk away from your family and your businesses, spend time away. Phil Williams, you have run for office, and that was just a state Senate seat. This is for president of the country. It is a grind and a tear on a person, and I don't think we thank people for running enough, quite frankly.
I would agree with that.
They're not in this to raise millions of dollars and take the straps on their back that they do very often and work themselves to death 24/7 to drop out. That's not what people do. And so I think if you look at numbers, though, Phil, the Republican voters are saying, you know, half of us would like to look for someone else.
Yeah.
And the Democratic voters are saying, you know, half of us would like someone else other than Biden. So you can look at different polls for different ways. The one thing I do know about DeSantis' team, you know, Iowa's up first, and with the caucuses, and he's got an organization in every single county, and he's been spending a lot of time there as well. Money's coming in, so we're really excited to watch and see how this plays out. But who is the grown-up on the stage, Phil, during the presidential debates? Who's the statesman? Who's got that CEO? Who's got that veteran? The last time we had a veteran in the White House, was it not George W. Bush?
I think it was George W. 2000? Bush, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
2004. Then 2008, we nominated John McCain, of course, you know, POW, a war hero, but did not win. It's been a while. And our world is on fire right now in many different ways. We are in treacherous times, and I don't say that willy-nilly just because it's a rhetoric thing some people will say. Turn the TV on right now. Pick a channel, and you can see it. And I love the thought that Ron DeSantis has worn the boots, sand in the boots, out in the desert of Iraq with his team. I think that's really, really important right now.
So let me ask you this. If folks, there's a lot to be said for the whole whistle stop thing, and yet at the same time, Alabama's a deep red state. And the 4th Congressional District, which is where I've been living for the last ever so many years, had the highest per capita Trump vote of any congressional district in the U.S. in the last two elections. So it's often seen as Trump territory, but let me ask you this. Are we going to see Ron DeSantis? Well, we got him at the debate coming up pretty soon, but is he going to make any like whistle stop moments anytime soon again here in Alabama?
Do not know. That is above my pay grade. You know, the national campaign will be working on that. I can tell you if I have my way about it, I would love to see that. And don't think I hadn't already put that suggestion in the suggestion box. I guess it depends upon scheduling. When you're on the net, you get ready for a debate. That's pretty big time. But he's been very consistent in the debate. So good news. Yeah, he'll be here. And I'm going to say something about President Trump right now.
All right.
That I am extremely disappointed in. As a 45-year volunteer in the Republican Party, I am dismayed beyond words that he will not sign the pledge to whoever our nominee is that that's who he would support. That is wrong. The Democrats are so good about locking arms and going into political battles together, and that cannot be about a person. We can love the policies he implemented. I don't think any of us would argue that he did a great job in that. But we can change the corner on that. And the fact that he will not sign the pledge to support the nominee for president of our party, I'm sorry. I find that to be selfish, and that is not about America, and that's not what we need.
All right. Strong words. We will we'll keep an eye on things, and as you see the campaign develop, if you see any campaign stops coming to Alabama or any opportunities in and around that upcoming debate, I wish you'd let us know. All right.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time, and I hope people will go to rondesantis.com and give him a look and look at the great patriot that he is for our nation.
All right. Terry Latham, thanks for your long service to conservatism here in the state, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Be my pleasure.
All right. Take care. All right. Well, there you have it. There was an impassioned, local spokesperson. That's the former Republican Party chairwoman for the state of Alabama for three terms, correction on my part. But now the campaign chair statewide for the Ron DeSantis campaign. And I'm serious. I mean, equal time. If the other campaigns have somebody that wants to be a spokesperson for the campaign or the candidate themselves, hint, 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 we'll be glad to take it on. But there you have it. First one of the presidential campaigns to speak to us is from our Alabama rep for the Ron DeSantis campaign. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back, and I'll put a lid on this one. And then coming up next, the next on the list is national insecurity. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.